From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday telling senior officials he has decided to dismiss his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, who from the beginning of the six-month-old tumultuous administration has been his most controversial advisor. VOA's Steve Miller.
Bannon, who is credited with helping Trump get elected, has clashed for months with other powerful West Wing figures. Bannon, according to the New York Times, insisted the parting of the ways was his idea, and he had submitted his resignation to the president 11 days ago in preparation for it to be announced at the start of this week. The announcement was delayed, however, in the wake of the violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. Steve Miller, VOA News.
President Trump still getting hammered with criticism from just about everybody, no matter what party it's coming from. Today, former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney stepping forward with his criticism of the president and how he handled last Saturday's violent white supremacist rally in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, that left 3 people dead and 19 injured. Romney's comments were in response to Trump's comments Tuesday that both sides were to blame for the violence at the rally. In a posting on Facebook, Romney warned Trump to change his approach or face the possibility of further national unrest. Thousands observed a moment of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of 2 vehicular attacks that left 14 people dead and 100 injured. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson confirming 1 American was killed.
We express our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of this individual and obviously the others who have been who have suffered loss of life.
Several governments in Europe have confirmed citizens from their countries that were killed or injured in the attack, including France and Italy. You're listening to VOA News. A stabbing in Finland today, police saying it happened in the southwestern coastal city of Turku before the suspect was shot in the legs and arrested. No confirmation on the number of victims yet. So far, the number at least coming out as high as 8 people, but police are warning people to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future of long-term relations with landlocked Afghanistan lies in the two countries having open borders and free trade.
It should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Authorities defend the recently initiated project, saying it'll help stop criminal and terrorist infiltration as well as boost counterterrorism efforts on both sides. But the Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. President Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. The president meeting with his top advisors today. That includes the Secretary of State and the Vice President, along with the Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis.
We will move this toward a decision. As I said, I think it was yesterday publicly, we are coming very close to a decision, and I anticipate it in the very near future.
Options bantered around include sending thousands of additional troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the tenuous security situation. The statue of a former U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote the majority opinion in an 1857 case upholding slavery is one of the latest monuments to come down in a week of heightened racial sensitivity and tension across the country. Jolene Ivey is a former Maryland state delegate who was there as the statue of Roger Taney was removed from the grounds of the Maryland State House early Friday in Annapolis, where it stood for almost 150 years.
I'm so glad that I could be here to witness Roger Taney's statue being dragged out of here. It's been a decade that we've been working on this, and I am thrilled to be here for this night.
It was in 1857 Taney rejected a lawsuit by slave Dred Scott, who sought freedom for his wife and daughter. Taney's decision upheld slavery in the U.S. and denied citizenship to anyone of African ancestry. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.